Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
Islamati, Allah my Lord,
His word Quran,
Muhammad Prophet,
praise be upon,
I am Muslim for all of time.
In the name of God, the most compassionate, the merciful.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners and sisters and brothers from every single corner of the world, wherever you are, I hope you're doing well and everything is fine with you. This is Arab English Radio, and today I have the privilege to be your host. Here with me, I have Brother Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hope you're doing well and everything is fine.
Alhamdulillah, can't complain.
So thank God. This is Youth Station, and we're going to have some very interesting topics for today. Well, now I have a private question just to start the session. Have you ever checked on your children? You check their cell phones, check their diaries, I don't know.
Me personally, with my kids, now they pretty much they're old and they moved on in their life. Have I checked? No.
How come? As parents, every parent, I think they would love to know what goes on in their children's head.
Okay, do you know why they love to know what's going on in the children's
because
head?
Because they want to know if they're going wrong or no.
Yeah, but why?
Because they want the good for them.
No, it's just, you see, when a parent is wondering that, it means because they have let go of them to begin with. When you start to wonder what's going on in your child's life, it means because you are not involved in it. That's why you're wondering. If you're involved from the beginning, you wouldn't be wondering. You know exactly what's going on in their life.
You mean everything your children do, they tell you?
No. What they tell you is good. I mean, if you develop that special bond between them, that's wonderful. But if you don't, but at least sometimes some parents, they are from the beginning involved in their children's life. They know what's going on in their lives. So they wouldn't be wondering, I wonder what's going on. They would know everything. And, you know, they are in charge of them. For example, in terms of social media and devices, me as a father, I would install a parenting app on all the devices. I control exactly what they see.
You did that?
Yeah.
So you controlled them. You checked on them.
No, so that's what I'm saying to you. I make sure that they don't do anything haram. Or nothing that I don't like is going to their devices. Wherever they want to install, they have to get, you know, the apps ask for my permission. So I'm exactly in control of exactly what's going on. So I don't need to see or go check on them physically. I have
control. You are doing something bigger.
So I have everything under control. And my kids,
You're controlling them from the first square.
Yeah, the thing is with children is themselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has programmed them to obey authority. Human beings in general, we need to have authority in our life. Otherwise, without authority, we'll go crazy, we'll go goo-goo. So with kids, especially with kids need to have authority. So they respect authority and they value authority if the authority is dealing with them justly. All right? So you explain to the child, explain to them that, look, this the media, the world that we live in, is a very dangerous world, especially the social media. I can't allow people to come and harm you. So that's why we have a lot of bullying, online bullying, what they call it today.
Yes.
A lot of abuse. And we have so many suicide cases happened because some people got abused online, especially I'm talking about kids, right? Where they were extorted or, you know, we have so many girls who committed suicide because someone decided to put the pictures online and they have, you know, blah, blah, revenge. I don't want to bring that term. And people commit suicide because of that. So you have to explain to your kids that obviously we have a problem, so therefore we need to make sure that we are protected. And so from the beginning, if you enter their life from the beginning, you will need to check up on them. It's like, do I need to physically check up on my daughter's journal? And no, I don't, because I know exactly what's happening in her life. And I taught her well enough that I don't even need to check. I'm not with them in school. I'm not with them outside. I don't know what's going on in their personal details.
Yes.
But nevertheless, because I've raised them well enough that I know who they are and what kind of people they are. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I don't need to wonder. So I'm saying if a parent's finding himself wondering what's going on in my kid's life, it means because they're not in control of their kid's life.
And do you believe that all the parents are the good criteria to know what's good and what's bad? For example, I'm using some sort of special apps in my cell phone. And my parent, my dad or my mom, tells me that this is wrong, you shouldn't use it. But how come she knows good and bad for me? How come she knows this is good or this is bad?
As kids...
Because, you know, time has changed. Okay, also, so, children have their own mentality.
Yeah, so Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says that he says don't teach your kids in the same way that you grew up because they were born in a time different than yours.
That is the point. Yeah. Well, here is where we're going for a little break. Hope you're not tired. Don't go anywhere. Stick to Youth Station. We'll be back in no minute.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
So I had to take that into consideration that what I liked, what I loved is different than my kids, right? We had this Atari thing with just dots, but now they have like a full-on graphic, like high-definition graphic characters, which they almost look real. So I have to cope with that, not deprive them. Deprivation will never lead you anywhere. The most of the youth that I've seen, they're not educated. If you say to them no, they have no other way to deal with you besides blow up in your face. Now, there's a problem. They're not educated themselves. So, for example, I had to spend like days and days and weeks and months with a boy just to get him to understand that going to school is a good thing. His father's approach, you go to school or I'm going to punish you. He's not going to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So it took me weeks until I got him to go to school willingly. You know, that's why Imam Sarq says, you know, اتركوهم سبعا صاحبوهم سبعا علموهم سبعا and then leave them, right? Mm-hmm. You have to let them go for seven, teach them for seven, be with them, befriend them with seven. And then by 21, you should see the results of your action. I mean, if you leave him completely and by the time he's 17, 18, 19 or even younger, and then he's having issues, teenage issues, and then as a parent, you're like, you have no idea how to deal with it. Mm-hmm. Well, is it his problem?
Of course, but we cannot put it that way because not always the parents are the guilty people.
If I want to be fair to parents, I would say 99% is their fault, the parents' fault.
Some youth are really stubborn.
Now,
you cannot shake sense
the
into
Prophet
their hands.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went further. He says, "Choose لِنَطَفِكُمْ فَإِنَّ الْأَرْقَ دَسَّاسِ." The Prophet says, even the DNA of the woman, make sure that's accurate. So, you know, because now the science tells us that even moral traits, they get moved through the DNA too, not just the features. Even moral traits, generosity and bravery, they also come. That's why Imam Aisa Allah says to Aqil, his brother, he says, choose for me a woman that was born from the bravest of men. Why? Because he wanted to have a brave man.
To breed some brave.
Yeah, exactly. From the beginning. From day one, you need to begin. From choosing the wife or the wife choosing the husband, that's what they have to begin. Right. Now, the youth, yes, sometimes you bring them perfectly all the way and then they themselves, they just don't want to work.
They go off the cliff.
That happens. But this is rarely.
So 99% is too much. I would say 70.
No, if the process is done correctly, believe me, the kids won't go wrong. See, that's a problem. It's not about being religious. You could be as religious as you want. Nuh alayhi salam was a prophet of God. And his son was what? Corrupted. We have imams who their kids were like bloodbaths. Some of the kids were the imams, like Zayd al-Nar. This guy, he burnt an entire village alive with the people.
So being a religious parent doesn't make the situation easier.
Exactly. So it's not about being religious. You will always have exceptions. A house, nurture, care, protection and safety. And my kids go to school, comes back. I've done my job.
But I have seen also parents who become their friend to their children, but also there are problems.
Oh, yeah, well, who said becoming a friend with each child is a good thing?
So you're against it?
Of course. Islam is against
it.
We
shouldn't be friends with our kids?
No. Being friendly is one thing. Being a friend is another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed you as a mother and as a father as figures of authority, not figures of friends.
You because stand the with minute, authority too much.
No.
But
no, because this is how Allah works.
The children of nowadays do not think so.
No. See, when I say authority, it doesn't mean I'm not, you know, because sometimes we... The word authority, we automatically thinking dictatorship.
No, it's ruler.
It's not. So, for example, you could have the most peaceful, loving ruler authority. That authority is meant to make sure that your rights are given. That's what authority is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you, as a person, you have to respect that authority because it provides you with your needs. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the parents, you are figures of authority, not figures of friends. If you become a friend with your child, what happens? You know what happens?
Child
will treat you as a friend and he will cross his limits. He will disrespect you because you're no longer a figure of authority.
Okay, but you will know everything about them.
Being friendly.
You'll be a partner.
That's what I'm saying.
Crime.
There's a difference between being friendly.
And being friend.
And being a friend. Okay? Mm-hmm. We have to be very friendly with our children to make sure that they're always with us. They're always coming to us with their problems, that we always know what's going on in their life. We are the one that helps them. They don't go mm-hmm. anywhere else. That's when we become friendly with them. To say I am a friend or I put myself in the position of his friend, no, I'm losing something. The child himself would, you know, this is where the danger happens. The child himself, since he no longer sees you as authority, he will seek someone else. Mm-hmm. He will, a girl would, you know, you see the girls who always try to, you know, go with older men
mm-hmm.
because they lack the authority in their fathers, because their father is so cool and chill, they don't feel like
she goes
for a father figure. And same thing with kids who have tendencies towards older women mm-hmm. or especially their teachers. I don't want my child to fall
so there must be a friendly atmosphere.
Friendly atmosphere.
Also authority.
With authority. Oh, yes, because Allah has put you in that position.
Mm-hmm.
Because like at the end of the day, Allah will question, like, what did you do? So I'm saying as parents, if we do everything correctly, let's say we have like 99% chance that our kids mm-hmm. going to be perfect or turn out to be right. Yes, being a human being, you're not infallible. You'll make mistakes. You'll go here and there. That's mm-hmm. us obvious. And all of us, we all done our mistakes.
Yes, of
That's
course.
Just part of life. But we didn't
grow
go
and
too
learn
far,
things.
Though. Like, we didn't go too far. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So if your parents do their job correctly, you should. But, you know, when you find yourself, like, facing a wall with your child, then obviously the prerequisites to upbringing a child are not there. And that's just a natural cause.
So rule in a friendly atmosphere and environment.
Well, I mean, look, being an authority figure is one thing. That's a topic for a different day. But educating your child and giving your child the proper upbringing is mm-hmm. what matters here. So which includes the authority. So when I teach my child all these things and all the things that he requires, he will learn along the way that I am the authority figure.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's just natural. For example, when we learn about the Ahlul Bayt and the prophets, the more we learn about them, we learn about, you know, the things that they teach us. At the same time, they grow in our eyes mm-hmm. and in our belief as authority figures. So we never question them. As the more we learn, this becomes an automatic process.
So yes.
Someone doesn't need to tell me, like, this is the imam, he must, you know, you must do exactly what he says, otherwise you will die. No, it automatically is like, as the more I learn about them,
yes.
This figure automatically takes place.
So just to sum it up, we were talking about checking on our children as parents. Mm. We were discussing that checking on our children in a very direct way is not true. It's true that we must give them freedom, but also we have to be very careful about the way we upbring our children.
Mm.
the process is very important. We have to explain the good side and the bad side of everything. And in this way, there's no more need for checking them directly, going through their cell phones or their books, notebooks, whatever they write. We should rule in a friendly atmosphere. That's what I learned today. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to us and having your ears and attentions. Until another session of Youth Station, may God preserve you from all the bad incidents. Thank you for listening.